The sprawling General Motors plant in Lordstown, Ohio, has built 14 million cars since it opened nearly a half century ago. But many residents of this tiny village near the Pennsylvania border would argue the most important cars ever to roll off the assembly line are the ones that workers officially start building today. From member station WCPN in Cleveland, Mari Saito reports.
The marketing materials for the 2011 Chevy Cruze describe a four-door compact sedan that will redefine the small car market. GM is promising that the Cruze's fuel-efficient Ecotec model will deliver 40 miles per gallon on the highway with a sticker price of just under $19,000. Talk to anyone about the Cruze near the Lordstown plant, and well, the language becomes even more effusive.
They're spectacular vehicles. I will tell you this, they will be competitive with any car on the market.
That's Lordstown Mayor Michael Chafee, and he freely admits that his village has everything riding on the Cruze's success. About 70% of Lordstown's tax revenue comes from workers at the GM plant. The jobs are hugely important here. Amy Carano just got hired as a temporary worker. She'll be getting about $14 an hour until her contract ends in December. And that's better than the minimum wages she was getting at gas stations and fast food restaurants. But the hope that she might get to stay on longer makes this job invaluable.
You know, this is like the best job around the area, and it's very hard to get in. So I'm very fortunate and very lucky to get in here.
The Cruze is also vital to GM, which entered and exited bankruptcy last year. The president of GM's North American operations has called the Lordstown plant ground zero in the resurgence of the new GM. Lordstown UAW Local 1112 head Jim Graham says in the past, GM put too much focus on productivity and not enough on quality.
At one time, we were producing 115 cars an hour. That was a lot of cars. The Vega. And that's what ruined that car. We've made mistakes in the past. We know that. We're not going to make those mistakes again because we can't afford to.
This time, Graham says the focus is completely different. The plant will produce about 300 Cruzes this month. By September, Graham says the line will be producing only about 60 cars an hour. John Russo is a professor of labor relations at Youngstown State University. He hopes the plant has overcome a history of producing some cars that just weren't all that great.
If you read the Wall Street Journal, the papers, you know, everything depends on the Cruze. That's a lot of pressure on a plant and a product where in the past they have had problems in engineering. They've had problems in labor relations.
The pressure is also on at neighboring businesses ramping up for the start of manufacturing this week. Just down the street from the plant's entrance, Earl Ross stands at his almost finished bar and shows where he will hang his flat screen TV. He's invested $30,000 to fix up his restaurant for the influx of auto workers. Ross is betting that the Cruze will be a success.
Oh, it has to. This is everything. If not, then I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know. Move to a better climate and sell tiki torches or something. Just got to work, that's all.
Ross and everyone else in Lordstown should know soon how well the U.S.-made Chevy Cruze is selling. The first cars will be at GM dealerships in September. For NPR News, I'm Mari Saito.